if anybody wants to take a look at being a 10 seed, I have zero issue with Penn State being a 10 seed. Zero. You know, I either a 7 or a 10, it didn't matter to me. To me, that's jersey color. Well, they should have been an 8 or a 9. And I looked at somebody and said, excuse me, but an 8 or 9 means you play a 1 next. So, don't, no. You want to have, you very much want to be in the 7-10 one way or the other, only in that you can then play a 2 next or maybe even a 15 because Texas will play Colgate. That's what it's all about. Okay? That's what it's all about. Can I go sit there and get, you know, what gets me to right the next part? What gets me there? And that's how you look at it. That's how I look at it. It's a game at a time, but what gets you there next? That's what you're looking for. That's what you're looking for. You're looking at the path. Right? This is one game at a time. You got a tough one to open. But Texas A&M is a tough one to open. Wade Taylor's a terrific guard. Tyrese Radford, I've seen him before. Okay. All right? Seen him before. All right? That's not, you know, so no issue there. Seen him before. And, yeah. Julius Marble, seen him before. Radford was at Virginia Tech. Marble was at Michigan State. Haven't seen Taylor. Everything I see looks terrific. Dick and I, Girardi and I were just talking. Like, neither one of us really has a great feel or handle on Texas A&M. We know they started, and then they really caught fire and went 15-3 in the SEC. Got a bye. They played yesterday. So even though I'd rather see Penn State play Friday because they played Sunday, Texas A&M also played Sunday.